You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Did you guys see Rizzo last night?
I'm here. Who said Anthony Rizzo?
Oh, no. I thought you were going to go DeGrom, Bill. I mean,
did Jessica just come running in from another room and launch herself neck first at the microphone with I'm in because she wanted to talk about the Rizzo thing, or just because she wasn't prepared to start the show when we were prepared to start the show?
I think it's just because she heard the name Rizzo. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I was folding my laundry in the same room, I should add. I did not leave the room. And I heard my favorite baseball player's name, so I sprinted over to my computer and unmuted. Yes.
Okay, so you can give us what you've got then on Rizzo. I'd like to hear it, because I want to talk to you guys, the group. I want the group to understand that in this moment, this week, what it's been for us, that this crew here, our family, like, we all jumped together on this, and we jumped because of what, you know, it happened at the end with Chris Cody, because we value the family of everything that we're doing around here. And so I want the audience to hear from you guys as well, because everyone leapt on this, on the faith of our audience and the show, the love you've shown us, and the faith in ourselves that we'll be able to figure it out. We jumped together without questions off of the biggest platform in sports to see if we could fight for ourselves. And you guys all saw it happen, and we've all lived it together out in front of you as Stugatz loses his mom for the last 3 months of pressure and intensity. And yet, and this week has been really nice.
Last night, Freddie Freeman was jumping at pitches from Rizzo, though. I don't know if you caught that. He struck out on like 4 or 5 pitches. 60 miles an hour, 40 miles an hour. Ridiculous. Anthony Rizzo and Freddie Freeman, or Frederick, as he likes to call him while he's running him down in between bases. Buddy Cop movie in the future, right?
Rizzo and Freeman? Yeah, perhaps. Are you telling me Rizzo was on the bump?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He struck out Freddie Freeman, and the Cubs were down like 10-0. Bats were not on, they were just not on fire last night. Cubs looked stinky. Kyle Hendricks gave up some more first inning home runs. It was bad. But Rizzo, he's a light on the horizon, man. Kid's going to make something of himself in this league.
Put that on the poll, please.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Is Rizzo a light on the horizon?
Kid's going to make something of himself in this league.
What kind of analysis was that?
It's great analysis. It's my kind of analysis. Sugats!
Sugats! Sugats!
All right, so you are applying for the position.
Supodity.
What? Supodity.
Yes.
What? I don't understand. What do you mean Rizzo's a light? What was your analysis? This is your wheelhouse. You come in from folding laundry, launch yourself at the microphone, because I got something here. And what you've got is that Rizzo is a light
baby face killer.
On the horizon, Dan. Kid's going to make something of himself in the league, even though he's been in the league for like a decade.
Right? Not just any light, Dan. The light at the end of a horizon.
What kind of analysis is that? You wanted to get to the microphone for that? That's what you're joining?
I love Anthony Rizzo. I don't know, man. I went for it. He's just great. He's going to be a great pitcher one day. I think, you know, he missed his calling a little bit. He was good on first base for the Cubs bowling a World Series. Been on the team a while, I have to admit. He's 31 years old. But I don't know. This whole pitching thing might be a second career in store for him here. Cubs need relievers.
So, Stugatz, the last couple of days have been really emotional and flattering for us for a number of different reasons. But we've heard from some cool people who are legitimately happy for us. You saw Pat McAfee, for example, was really happy for us, but that was totally selfish on his part because he is saying, well, wait a minute, independents can pay.
He's like, I am so grateful for what he did for me.
What a ballsy.
So grateful. I asked him to come on my podcast. He hasn't responded yet.
Oh, I am not shading Pat McAfee. We're all in this together. And I think that was a really cool part about all of this is that the industry realized it's a win for the industry to break off from the worldwide leader, which has earned that name. And realize that there is another path out there, that there is this new industry coming into the content game to offer life rafts for people that feel forgotten at bigger conglomerates. It was a massive win. I heard from a lot of people just calling, exuberant, with joy for their own selfish desires and needs, but it was great.
I got a lot of the same. What was interesting, Dan, like going back to when Chris Cody was fired by ESPN, you're right. I knew exactly what was going to happen. I knew what we were going to do, what you were going to do, how you were going to experience that. I was tempted to try and talk you out of it. I did not for the first time in 20 years together. I just let it play out, knowing what the end result would be. And I'm not going to lie. I was nervous when we left ESPN to leave those four letters and that brand. But really, what gave me reason, what helped me sleep at night was the audience. And I just want to thank them. Because we knew we had the audience. And as long as we have this audience, we can go pretty much wherever we want. And I'm grateful to DraftKings, but I am most grateful to that audience because it's that audience that allowed DraftKings, that empowered DraftKings to spend the type of money they did with this radio program. So thank you to them.
And that audience, somewhere within it, right? I don't know exactly. Many of you have flattered us over the years with very moving things about why it is that you listen to what we do. But you have to understand the value that DraftKings just put on all of this. It is, at least in part, because you guys are, I think, the most unusually loyal and sticky audience I've seen in the history of sports radio.
It's
maybe
crazy.
Maybe Jim Rome had it. I don't know. I don't know if Mike and the Mad Dog had it, but I'm just talking about the stickiness of we will fight and ride and die with these people. We will find them where they are. I don't think that atmosphere has existed in sports radio before. Maybe it has, but so the audience is unusual in that respect. But the idea that you came with us, that from one day to the next, you figured out the technology, you figured out, oh, wait, okay, I've got to find these guys. And you found us, and you helped carry us through your complaints as we haven't been working hard enough, and we've been making mistakes, and the show doesn't sound like it used to, and you miss the rejoins, and Dan's terrible at live radio, and or something that's not live radio that he's still calling live radio because he wants it still to be live radio.
I have to make one correction. I'm working so much harder right now.
I've never worked as hard in my life as I've been. I come from a workaholic family. My last 3 months have had a total of 4 hours of sleep because of accountants, because of attorneys, because I'm not a CEO, because I don't understand business, because I don't want to be an entrepreneur, because I got a bunch of people here who need health insurance. How the f*** do I get health insurance?
Oh, Cobra, I think everyone would agree. Even I'm working harder.
You are. Oh. There is a great episode of Supodity, which I think you can find because, man, it's a tough go right now in the podcast game. There are podcasts launching today, so we should get out the new messaging. Many of you are probably looking for this, and there's all sorts of problems across Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts recently reconfigured how it looks. The whole interface is different. They've also changed the language, so we can get rid of subscribe. We knew this day would come. Subscribes connotes that you have to pay for something. Now you follow the feed. But man, it's a tire fire right now, Dan. I can't find our own shows today outside of the ones that we publish very early in the morning. So patience, if you can hear this. I'm sorry.
But getting back to the emotion of what it is that creators have felt, that's one of the things that has been so empowering here, Stugatz, as Meadowlark Media. What we are trying to build here is something that is the family business in Miami in a way that I thought we were going to be able to do with ESPN. I was hoping we would be able to do that, build it right here on the corner here and live here for years doing stuff for the worldwide leader in sports. And then everything happens in the industry that just disrupts everything, including a pandemic. And so what happens here with DraftKings, for those of you who don't understand, because I still think most people don't understand, we get to rebuild it out again from here. We're going to try and be everything to everyone, free on all platforms, hugely accessible, fueled by DraftKings rocket fuel to keep building and creating for you guys where you will be able to find us everywhere. This is us trying to get out into the future. I am old. Stugatz is old. You can hear the show aging. It's going to age before your ears. You're gonna mock us right to the grave, and eventually you will win, but not today. Not today. You don't get to win. You're gonna win. You're gonna bury me, and I'm gonna not be able to die with grace. I'm gonna go out like Cody, red-faced and coughing and bloated and narcissistic and looking like the mother in Always Sunny.
I won't do that to you, Dan.
I appreciate Jessica coming aboard, keeping us younger. Now our median age when Greg Cody joins us is 74.
I won't be keeping you young much longer, guys. I have a birthday coming up. I'm aging.
Heartbreaking that you're going to be 27. What are you going to do with yourself?
Ah, the big 27.
No longer a light on the horizon.
Oh, God.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.